Welcome to episode 88, How Bathrooms Sell Homes. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I want to talk to you about how come bathrooms sell homes. What is it about a bathroom that sells a home? How do I make my bathroom like that? Why should I update my bathrooms? How much should I upgrade those bathrooms? How do I make all these choices with so many different options? I get so scared, whether it be Snow Jones, Lowe's, any of these other places that sell them, is just too much. Okay, let's break it down today. Let's talk about it. Let's think about what the reality of a bathroom is. So a bathroom is a place where we get clean and we also use the bathroom. So conceptually, we're talking dirty and clean at the same exact time. But one thing we don't like is when it's actually physically dirty. So old toilet seats, they certainly do a massive discredit to a house that's young and beautiful. A toilet costs all of $99. If you're a handy homeowner, you can go ahead, watch YouTube, get yourself a wax ring and replace that toilet for $99, maybe even less. I mean, some of them I saw as cheap as $60, and then I also saw some as much as multiple hundreds. I'm going to tell you the truth. They're all white, yellow, beige, or a few other colors. They all are a hole. You can get an elongated bowl or a round bowl, but that's about the only differences between them, folks. There's really not a ton of difference, but high-end brands a lot of people buy. I'm just saying get the place cleaned up, for at least get a new toilet. So that's a big one. Sells houses pretty quick. I would go elongated bowl over round bowl just because it's more common nowadays. I would also go with a higher height. I wouldn't go with a low height one. That's something that used to be common. People are taller than ever, and I think that more people enjoy the higher seats. So those are suggestions if you did that. I'm not saying that you can put the cheapest one in every bathroom, but I can tell you that about $100, $129, you can get one that would look great in any facility that you have. Next, let's talk about the vanity. A vanity is something that is a very cheap upgrade. I often see people have great cabinets, but the worst countertop on top. And then they look at Lowe's and all these different places that sell the stuff. It's about anywhere from $80 to say $200 or $300 to do the fanciest of sinks on top. So this is a very easy upgrade. Maybe not even the whole vanity, maybe just the top. Or if you do a vanity, you can go between $200 and say $700. I just shopped for a bathroom recently and I saw it. It totally upgrades and updates the thing. A lot of times the sinks and things like that end up pretty dirty in bathrooms. On the tub and the shower and all that thing, you really need to look at the economics of it. You really need to look at where you're at for a house and what should go in there, because there's lots and lots of options. We have soaking tubs, we have regular tubs, we have tubs that are jetted, we have tubs that are heated and jetted, we have all different quarter showers, half showers, quarter rounds, half round, three quarter round, a million different options in the shower place, whether it's all tile, all plastic, maybe it's an all metal liner even. They sell pretty much anything you can think of. The truth is, you really want to think about what you're trying to ultimately accomplish. One of the things about bathroom space that a lot of people forget is to look at the amount of square footage you're utilizing for what and the organization of it. One of the things I love nowadays is that back in the day, CAD or drawing of a place took actually taking out grid paper, drawing it out, try to figure it out. Now they have great computer programs where you can put in different sizes and you can spin them, twist them, move them all around the room and redesign the thing. Usually I would say talk with the plumber as you're doing it, because moving things can sometimes cost a little bit of money. But ultimately, bathrooms are actually a really cheap fix. A half bath, I would say right now, could be completely redone anywhere between $1,000 if you hire the homeowner, you know what you're doing, all the way up to maybe $5,000 if you went extreme. But for the type of money we're talking there, that's not a lot. But again, back to the tubs and stuff, we have all these shower options. So it's really important we know what type of house we have. So first off, you got to remember, anybody who has a house that people would anticipate family or things like that, you're going to a lot of times run into kids at those houses. So you really want to think, I should have a bathtub or a very large kitchen sink, because often people like to make sure that the babies, one-year-olds, two-year-olds, three-year-olds are able to take a bath. So that's a huge selling point when you have a tub versus going into just putting in all tile showers, which is fine. People love the tile showers, but my belief is they belong more in places like master bedrooms. They belong in a place where you have 2 3/4, like you already have two baths, you already have one bath and it's there, but you really don't want the tile shower to be your only source in a 2 or 3 bedroom home, unless there's absolutely no way around it. You can certainly do a tile enclosed tub, and you can certainly get a great design, but you really want to make sure you include that tub because you don't want to disclude a lot of those buyers. I can tell you from being out with buyers all the time, it's one of the things people look in. They check out the condition of the tub and everything. So if you got an existing tub, it's not that great a shape, depending on the economics of it. You can go Bath Fitters where they actually do an overlay. You can have companies come out and put an epoxy on it where they actually refinish the tub itself. It depends on what you're working with there. But one suggestion I would have to you is when you're selling your home, a lot of times we have the tendency to want to go cheap out and to do repairs just the cheap way. A lot of times the cheap way leads to the most expensive way because the cheap way doesn't go correctly, and then you end up having to do the more expensive way even though you already did the cheap way. So that can be troublesome. And also people, when they get the home inspection and stuff, they're going to be checking over a lot of this stuff. And if you're just covering over mold and you're just covering over water damage and things, they're going to be very suspicious of you. One thing I can tell you is when you get to a home inspection, people are very willing to see problems that occurred based on time, occurred based on the breaking down of things. But what they hate to see, what makes people the most suspicious of anybody, is when they find hidden damage. When they find, I didn't do it correctly, I hit it. It tells them, okay, alarm bells go off. We're going to have to look into this entire home deeper because this person cuts corners. So just remember that when you're in the baths, because the baths somewhere that they're really going to check that. But again, back to those tubs and showers and stuff. With the tubs and everything, we have so many options, the big soaking tubs and stuff like that. When you can get one that's porcelain, you can get one that's plastic. What I always recommend is, again, back to the economics of the house. If you're spending $500,000 or less on a home, you're clearly going to be okay with a fiberglass or a plastic tub because it doesn't make sense. You spend $1 million, $2 million on a home, you're going to expect it to be real stone, porcelain, something real made of weight. When you're looking at the fixtures on there, whether it be the faucets, the shower heads, all those, there's another place where you can drain a lot of money, but you also, most of the time, can get away with more basic features when you're actually just looking to sell the home. You can put in a great shower head for an affordable buck versus going absolutely insane trying to get one that lights up and everything like that. But again, you're staging $1 million-plus home, I want you getting the best stuff. It's a quick upgrade, easy upgrade, sinks and fixtures. Really can add a lot if you have a great vanity already, but you just got a weak fixture, it can really throw the place together quickly. New mirrors is another place where we can update. Oftentimes, I know you've all seen them, I've seen them. We go in a house and the mirror is gross. First off, just wash your mirror because that's like you're inviting the public in. Make sure you do that. But a lot of times you see that the black backer, like the strip that's behind the mirror itself, is starting to break down. So there's places where you can see scratches in the mirror. There's places where you can see chips in the mirror. This just doesn't sell a home. This just doesn't sell a home at all because it makes that bathroom space unfriendly. So you want to make that bathroom space as friendly as possible. Then look at those towel racks. Do you have towel racks? Do you have hand towel racks? Do you have a soap dispenser? Do you have a toilet paper roll? What do those look like? Because that's about anywhere between $10 and $100 worth of hardware to totally update that look. Who likes an old, nasty toilet paper roll holder? That's strange, weird, and everything. Even think about putting in fresh toilet paper during times where you have open houses and showings to better show it. And the other thing is, even if you don't use them normally, make sure you have the proper display of hand towels and things like that so that people see the bathroom in its full light. One of the things we often don't think about is we envision what we saw there before because we lived there, but we don't realize we're inviting the public into a blank space a lot of times because it's not set up correctly because we're getting ready to move. And that's why staging became so popular. So don't forget to stage the bathroom. Don't forget to have regular soap available for people because you want it to be sitting there looking pretty. If you do flowers, if you have candles, things like that, those are always nice. But if you have candles, make sure that the paint is fresh, that there's not black marks on it. And then the paint is a big one. Make sure you pay the money that it costs to get one of the mold armor paints or one of the ones that have protections in there. Don't just be painting it with cheap paint just to get away with it, because the ceiling, first off, it's going to bleed back through. Second off, the problem's not going to be fixed. Always make sure you have a fan in there. And that brings up a great point. The ceiling fans now are somewhere where you can, for a very cheap dollar, if you're Harry the homeowner, you know what you're doing, you can get up there and fix it yourself.
We're talking anywhere from $20 to $200. We can get in there and have a new light, new fan. We could add a heat light. Even now, some of them are LED and they're multicolor. They also have Wi-Fi device in them where they talk on Bluetooth and they actually listen and are able to play music for you that you have on your phone and things like that, which is super cool. I think it's a great way to upgrade the bathroom and just have a little more tweak than it had before. Flooring's an important one in bathrooms. One thing you don't want to do is go cheap on flooring in bathrooms. What I mean by go cheap is not that you have to spend the most money on flooring, but if there's two options, one's waterproof and the other one's water resistant, you need to go waterproof. I like hard tile. I like hard laminates. I like glued down backers. I like things that are solid that are able to take a wet kid, a wet dog, a wet human, a wet adult, because it's gonna happen. You're gonna forget a towel and have to step out. The kids are gonna splash in the tub. The dog's gonna get wet one day and need a bath. There's lots of things that are gonna happen in normal human life that will ruin the floors that are water resistant. And when the floors get ruined, it gets very expensive. They start cupping and everything. The problem is when we invite visitors there, buyers that are looking at the house, possibly thinking about it being theirs, they see, oh no, water damage. You don't get the opportunity to say, oh, that was my five-year-old who decided that they were a fire engine and they were spraying water out of their mouth onto the floor when I came in the bathroom. Funny, yes. Reality, yes. But it's hard to explain that thing. So they think the tub leaks. They think there's problems. They see the cupping. The cupping can come from one single accident. You have it in your kitchen. You by accident drop the water on it. The next day you see cupping already. So just keep that in mind. Bathroom flooring, really important to keep it upgraded and updated. Next, if you have a closet in there, you have any sort of closet, linens closet, whatever, take the time, get yourself a gallon of trim paint, get in there and repaint those shelves. Paint the back of the closet white or some other light color that makes the closet look larger. And then when you do, make sure you fold all the towels and things and put them in order. I know it's difficult to live with less, but if there's 4 years, there should only be four towels in there. If there's 2 years, there should only be two towels in there. You want the space to seem abundant. You don't want the space to seem crammed. So if you have too many towels in a spot that shouldn't have that many, you can make it seem like the place doesn't have enough space. Remember, space is everything in bathrooms, but people will allow the place to be smaller as long as it's cleaner, as long as they sacrificed a little space to gain some other amenity. But try to really think about the layout and floor plan. Flip over the door, hang it the other direction so it doesn't open in. All the different things you can do to cheat just a tiny bit more space out of the place, and you'll see a great reward for it. Remember, when selling houses, bathrooms sell houses. People love bathrooms and kitchens. Make sure to take good care of your bathroom. Make sure to upgrade it, update it as needed. And also make sure you do it while you're living there, not just for the next person. Enjoy it for a bit. It's really nice to have a great bathroom. It's nice to have a place that you can go and take a tub or a nice hot shower and enjoy the day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you already subscribed, but if you haven't, make sure you do. Tell your friends and family about it. I'd really appreciate them also listening. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to PM me, DM me, call me, whatever works best for you. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.